We've come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Oh, everything is music. Yeah, we've come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Let it play, let it play. Tell me why do you stay?
Well, g'day and welcome to the place where everything is music, the Music IQ Quiz Podcast, the show where you get to test your musical IQ with me, your host and quizmaster, Anna Burke. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, last week I teased a special journey that we are going to take on the way to 100 episodes of the podcast. Think of today as the night before you go on a big trip. We're going to get the suitcases packed, charge up the electronic devices, and make sure we've emptied the bins so we're all ready to go. Another thing before you go on holidays, you have to make sure all the bills are paid. So let's tidy up last week's bonus question, where you needed to name the hip-hop and R&B artists that have appeared on Law & Order SVU. Well, of course, we have to start with Ice-T, who has been a series regular on the show since season 2, playing Detective Finn Tutuola. He's been joined through the years by Ludacris, Big Boy from Outkast, Method Man, Jill Scott, Heavy D, Ashanti, Questlove, Wyclef Jean, Big Daddy Kane, 2 Chainz, and Snoop Dogg. And congratulations if you managed to name one more than Ice-T. You probably did better than I would have done. Well, I'm sure you're all dying to know what's in store for the next 11 episodes up until episode number 100. Well, we are going to be exploring the greatest 100 songs of all time, according to a recent list compiled by Rolling Stone magazine in 2021. They sent out a poll to more than 250 artists, musicians and producers, as well as figures from the music industry and leading critics and journalists. They each sent back a ranked list of their top 50 songs. Nearly 4,000 songs were received, and the results were tabulated and the top 500 published. So we're going to be counting down that list with a different twist each week, of course. And today's twist is that we're going to look at those songs that just missed out on the top 100, finishing at number 110 to 101. And because they are at the end of the list, I'm only going to play you the very end of each song, the last 20 seconds or so. So it's time to turn your ears on and please name the song title and artist for each. Good luck.
Number 110. Number 109. Number 108. Number 107. Dollar bill, yo. Yeah. Number 106. Yeah. Number 105. Number 104. Number 103. Number 102. You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Number 101.
Half-time bonus question!
Well, I don't have a bonus question for you this week, but an invitation to become involved in our own little countdown. As we go through this list of the greatest 100 songs of all time, I'm sure everyone listening will have their own views and opinions as to their own personal greatest songs. I'd love to hear what your top five would be. Now, I know it's hard to limit it to just five songs, but give it a shot. Then send me an email to musiciquiz@gmail.com or follow the link in the show notes to an online form, and I will compile the results and share our own Music iQuiz greatest songs of all time on episode number 100. I'll be fascinated to hear what we come up with. I'm already fine-tuning my list, so get started on yours this week as well. And we'll go through the answers now. Coming in at number 110, it's the Beatles with George Harrison's song Something. Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. At number 109, it's Sly and the Family Stone with Everyday People. And coming in at number 108, this song came out in 1987. It's from The Cure. It was their first top 40 hit in the US. It is Just Like Heaven. Lost and lonely, you, strangers, angels, dancing in the deep explosions, to steal the water, you're just like a dream, just like a dream. Next up, here was the Wu-Tang Clan with Cream, which was an acronym for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. It's got one of the dopest hooks in hip-hop. Way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with
this one and that one, pulling up gas for fun, but it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend.
Number 106 is the Rolling Stones here with Sympathy for the Devil. Not the last time we'll hear the Stones on this list, I'm sure.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh, yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my name.
Number 105 here is David Bowie with Life on Mars from his debut album Hunky Dory. It came out in 1971. Next up here, it's the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back. Coming in at number 103 now, this is Alanis Morissette with her 1995 hit You Ought to Know. And moving from 1995 to 1955, this was Chuck Berry with Maybelline.
Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the thing you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill.
And finishing just agonizingly outside of the top 100, coming in at number 101. This was the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps. And that is the end of the show today. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next 10 episodes. Don't forget to think about what your top 5 greatest songs of all time would be. Send them in to me at musiciquiz@gmail.com, along with any other questions or comments about the show that you have. I heard from Ben this week. Thank you so much for that email, Ben. I'm going to get back to you personally asking some more advice. But yeah, that is it. Have a great week, everyone. Take care, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.